K-Rock Football. Barwon Timber third quarter highlights.
Reece Stanley got falconed by the ball. He thought DeConey was going to mark it, went straight through his hands and got him in the mush. And Cameron snaps the goal. So in the end, it's a snag. He's got two. Geelong get the all-important first goal of the third term.
Dangerfield from 40 metres out. Leans back on the kick. It'll fade across the face. Shannon Neal off his hands. Ball falls to the front. Dempsey a snap. Dempsey a high. Floating. Metricon goal of the day. From the same pocket, he kicked the first goal of the contest. He doesn't need much invitation in front of the big sticks. He found the loose footy. He jammed it on the boot and it floated through at the punt road end, and the Cats are back within seven. Curno on the bounce. Tried the don't argue. Shrugged off O'Sullivan. Fired a handball back. Jammed on the outside of the boot by... Oh, big fly over the top. Mark taken by Durden. Hamlin hanger over the top of DeConing. The kick came in from Cooper Lord and Durden has taken an absolute jaffa.
And Carlton at this stage are making them pay. White comes in and White kicks the goal. Fairway back for the Cats from here. 27 points is the margin. He's had a pretty quiet day, but this is for his third. He'll snap from about 18 metres. This is his specialty. He shouldn't miss this. One step, he kicks the goal. So badly needed for the Cats. Cameron's got three. He's kicked 3-2. From 10 kicks, Jeremy Cameron, the Cat number 5.
Harry Mackay has kicked one. From 45 metres out. Like money for jam for Harry Mackay. Kicks his second and the margin again is 28 points. And Geelong do all the hard work to find a goal. And the Blues, 45 seconds later, say we'll kick one ourselves and put the Cats at arm's length.
K-Rock Football. Barwon Timber third quarter highlights.